Many college campuses are emptying this month as students begin their summer break. Those who play soccer, field hockey, water polo, and volleyball already are looking forward to their fall season. Commentator Frank DeFord says future seasons of these and other college sports are riding on one school's upcoming decision about the most popular collegiate sport of all, football.
Donna Shalala is the former Clinton cabinet officer, now the president of the University of Miami, who, barring a suit, is preparing to make a crucial decision regarding college sports, quite possibly one with the most far-reaching implications in this area since a century ago, when a president of another sort, Theodore Roosevelt, decreed that we needed a National Collegiate Athletic Association. Miami, the reigning college football power, is being courted to abandon its conference, the Big East, and join the Atlantic Coast Conference. Simply because Miami is football U right now, that in itself would be significant. But what makes President Shalala's decision monumental is that if she jumps Miami, then Syracuse and Boston College also cut and run, and then the Big East will have to try and grab a couple of replacements from some other conference, and on it will go, the dominoes falling across sports college America. In a way, the Big East has reaped its own whirlwind. It started off as a neat little Northeastern basketball league, but then the Big East saw that fat football television money and added football schools, primarily Miami, and now it may be paying for its own greed. Oh, my football. Eventually, everything in college sports always comes down to football. And, well, football money. The sport is so expensive, it involves so many people, all of them male, and it's so heavily invested in power and tradition that football really is the sun in which all the other college athletic planets revolve. For example, the disputes over the gender equity in Title IX really boil down to football's weighty imbalance. Nobody much talks about it, but football also plays what amounts to an affirmative action role at smaller colleges. We have a little gender problem in this country. Girls are smarter than boys. Anyway, they get better grades. Colleges that would like to keep the male-female ratio near 50-50 are finding that impossible because too many girls come out of high schools with better credentials. College football teams thus serve the role of providing a catch basin for less qualified boys. One of the unstated fears of athletic directors about Title IX is not just that half the athletic slots go to women. No, they can see the future. They can see 60%, 65% of all sports being female because 65% of all students will be female. It'll be a football team, a basketball team, but everything else in college sports will be women, including, by the way, the athletic directors. Well, maybe this will, in the long run, be good for us increasingly dumber guys. One of the prime reasons that boys do so poorly in the classroom is because our culture celebrates male athletic success over academic success. It's not just coincidental that the most important decision in college sports may well be made by Donna Shalala, a woman. All us football players, all us jocks, have made this bed for ourselves.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.